stars are made and play.
Representing to the fullest, full on all say, this is Keyshawn the Dancer. Daddy! You're listening to Power FM, 100% Zed and Afro, hits all day.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our cowboy, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Court halts movement of ECL's remains, orders return to funeral parlor.
Opposition leadership movement advises to simplify title deed acquisition process.
In international news, Dangote prepares $40 billion refinery IPO across multiple exchanges.
And in sports news, Copa Princess to next round of the FIFA Under-17 World Cup qualifier.
And now, the Power FM News. And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Chris Wanji. Following the removal of the remains of Zambia's sixth president, Edgar Lungu, from Two Mountains, South Africa's highest court has intervened to halt any immediate movement. In an urgent ruling delivered last evening, the Supreme Court of Appeal of South Africa ordered that the late president's remains be returned to Two Mountains Funeral Parlor, effectively stopping the repatriation process. Family spokesperson Makebi Zulu confirmed the development, stating that the court has granted a stay and directed both governments to reverse any actions already taken. In a further escalation, the court has ordered both the Zambian and South African government to appear and show cause why they should not be cited for contempt of court, a rare and serious judicial step that signals mounting concern over the handling of the matter. According to the SABC News, the Zambian government sought to execute the August 2025 Gauteng High Court judgment and took possession of the remains of the late president yesterday. However, an urgent application by the family prompted the appellate court to intervene at the last minute, issuing a stay immediately halting and reversal of any movement already initiated. President Lungu, who passed away in South Africa on the 5th of June 2025, remains unburied nearly a year later, an extraordinary situation that continues to steer public emotion, deepen political tension, and raise complex legal questions across both jurisdictions. For now, the immediate effect of the ruling is clear. The remains must be returned, and all further action is on hold pending the court's next direction.
In a separate development, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has guided that for its future meetings, stating that only credible political parties will be invited to attend in order to avoid unnecessary disruptions. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has further guided that presidential candidates who wish to pre-process their 100 supporters in each province should pay nomination fees by next week, Wednesday. Additionally, he guided that those wishing to have their supporters pre-processed must pay the presidential nomination fees by 29th April 2026. Mr. Kasaro said the commission will review the nomination fees for members of parliament, mayors, council chairpersons and councillors, and will communicate a decision by next Thursday. Mr. Kansaro stated that verification of great oath certificate for candidates participating in the 2026 general elections will continue to be conducted by the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, either through its online platform or via physical verification.
Leadership Movement President Richard Silumbe has urged the government to simplify the process of acquiring title deeds. In an interview, Dr. Silumbe highlighted the challenge citizens face when attempting to obtain legal ownership of their land, pointing out that many landowners struggle with complex paperwork despite already owning the land. Dr. Silumbe emphasized that the streamlining of the issuers of the title deeds would significantly help farmers gain access to essential resources such as fertilizer and support through the Farmer Input Support Program, FIS. He called on the government to make the process more straightforward, assuring that every landowner can secure the proper documentation to support their development.
Lero mulatua noku kwa nisho kushita fertilizer na ngulo mfundo. Iyo tuwa mipela ama taito kulibala bonsaba muma chifata muma choma. Iyo tuwa mipela taito pebala jenu. Esyo nanani kala ase ndafisi. Pandu kuisa roisha fipa chitupa chove ukwete 10 hectares. tuwa kupero mufundo uli ngele na 10 hectares ukwete 5 hectares tuwa kupero mufundo uli ngele na 5 hectares pari ndakai umuntu akwete 10 hectares tero pisi kwa mpera iteperimo ili ya mufundo pantu tse ili ya famu wakwata na ngule mpanga tia hapa mapepa.
Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjiwas revealed that Zambia suffered losses amounting $3.5 billion in 2023-2024 farming season that is due to climate change and deep drought. Nanjiwas revealed that the cumulative losses from floods and droughts over the past 30 years have surpassed $13.8 billion. He said this disclosure during the official opening of the 8th meeting of the Board for the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage, also known as FRLD, in Livingston. The minister highlighted that across Africa, climate change is already reducing per capita economic growth by 5 to 15%, with projections indicating a potential 34% decline by 2050. He emphasized Zambia's high vulnerability, noting that agricultural yields can drop by up to 40% during droughts, posing serious threats to food security and livelihoods. He also pointed out that over 30% of Zambia's electricity is generated from hydropower, making the energy supply highly vulnerable to decreased water levels, as experienced during the 2024-2023 droughts. Mr. Manjua stated that Zambia needs $17.2 billion to fully implement its climate action plan by 2030, but has secured only $3 billion so far. He called on the global community to increase funding through the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage to help vulnerable communities respond effectively and recover swiftly from climate-related disasters. Camila Rodriguez, co-chair of the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage, acknowledged the harsh realities of climate change and its impact on vulnerable communities, affirming that the fund is committed to building resilience in these communities.
In international news, Russia's army said Tuesday its Africa Corps unit had freed two hostages, employees of Russian geology company held in Mali almost 2 years after they were captured by an Al-Qaeda-linked group in neighboring Niger. In August 2024, the Group for the Support of Islam and Muslims, JSIM or JNIM, released a video featuring two men it said had been captured in Mbanga, southwest Niger, from a Russian geology company. Moscow said they had been taken hostage the month before. The two men, Oleg Greta, a Russian citizen born in 1962, and Yuri Yurov, a Ukrainian born in 1970, were freed by a special operation carried out by Russia's Africa Corps in Mali, Russia's defense ministry said.
And still within international news, Aliko Dangote, Africa's richest man, has announced plans to list approximately 10% of the Dangote oil refinery in a $40 billion multi-exchange IPO.